Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is John and Ariel with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Health has issued a public health alert as a person dies after ingesting rare nitazene. This drug, found in white powder samples in plastic bags marked opioid F5, is a synthetic opioid that has now killed a second person this month. The latest deaths come in the wake of the Crisafulli government's decision to ban community pill testing. Drug checking organisation The Loop Australia's CEO says he's concerned to learn of another death in the lead up to schoolies. And in a Brisbane first, Queenslanders suffering post-traumatic stress disorder and treatment-resistant depression will soon have access to MDMA and magic mushrooms through private health insurance, saving tens of thousands of dollars. The psychotherapy program involves a prescribed administration of MDMA and psilocybin by authorised practitioners at private mental health hospital Aviv Health in Windsor. Medibank will offer this service to eligible customers after becoming the first insurer to launch a psychedelic-assisted psychotherapy program in Perth. Medibank customers will be able to claim the treatment in full, with out-of-pocket expenses for this treatment reaching up to $30,000 historically.
In national news, Australia's four-time Olympic gold medalist Ariane Titmus has announced her retirement at the age of 25. Titmus has had an intense career, becoming the first Australian athlete since Dawn Fraser in 1964 to win back-to-back gold medals, and she has finished her career with 8 Olympic medals across both the Paris and Tokyo Games. She says she's always had a love for swimming since she was a little girl, but taking time away from the sport made her realise that other aspects in her life are more important for her long-term goals. She emphasises that what is ahead for her is exciting and she is ready to put herself first. In major news, Victoria's education guidelines primary school students will be limited to 90 minutes of screen time per school day and will be provided free laptops. We want an education system that fosters critical thinking, creativity and collaboration, end quote, said Education Minister Ben Carroll. The reform will commence in 2027 following the social media ban, which will be implemented later this year. Quote, we've already got phone-free schools, now we're going to have screen-free schools, end quote, Mr. Carroll said.
In international news, as trade disputes with China intensify, a policy expert says the US has the appetite to strike critical mineral supply deals with Australia. Hayley Channer from the US Study Centre has been concerned with Australian minerals always going through China, as Australia exports a majority of its minerals, including 90% of our lithium, to China for processing. She pointed out that developing the midstream of the rare earth supply chain would be paramount for the Australian government to secure direct deals with the United States. With deals already being done between Australian firms and the US government and the private sector, Ms. Channer claims it would be a hard sell for Mr. Albanese to push for a national deal. Moving forward, Mr. Albanese will meet with US President Donald Trump in Washington, D.C. in late October to discuss a mineral supply deal.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy and a light breezy. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Nothing But the Blues was present at the birth of 4ZZZ, and we're proud to celebrate 50 years with all our friends and followers. Join our big blues party at Morrison Hotel on Friday, 17th of October from 6 p.m. 4 hours of live local blues with performances from Leah and the Bad Choices, Shade Haiti, Dan and Junior Jew, Craig Claxton, plus Nothing But the Blues host Jules and special guests. Tickets on the door are $20 and just $15 for subscribers, or phone Morrison Hotel. Nothing But 50 years of the blues on 4ZZZ.